This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Missouri, thank you for holding like a trooper, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead. What do you think of this tragic shooting in Virginia? Now, the number one news story in the world. Two people dead. ISIS kills 300,000. Nobody cares. The media decides what to make the big story, though the footage is dramatic. They're now demonizing the Second Amendment. What do you expect to happen? What's your take?
Well, let me cover a couple subjects with you, Alex. It's hard to get through with you, and so just give me a couple minutes. I'm going to cover a few things. First, that shooting. I watched that footage once. It looked like something between a 9mm and a 40 or a 45. The 110-pound woman, probably, he pops her three times and she can still run off. I'm questioning the validity of the footage, number one. Number two, Charleston. If everybody would go to incendiaryarchive.com, I did a show 4 days after Charleston with Kyle Hunt from Renegade Broadcasting, renegadetribune.com, and we deconstructed Charleston every way from Sunday. Hillary Clinton happened to be in town that day giving a campaign speech at the Trident Technical College. There was a photographer with her named David Goldman. Took all the photos of her at the Trident College. Guess where he was that night? He got all those nice prayer circle pictures. David Goldman got all that footage. Federal law enforcement training centers, active shooter drills in Charleston from the 15th to the 19th. The hit went down on the 17th. Mayor Riley of Charleston, which sits on the 33rd parallel, by the way, Mayor Riley sits on the Mayors Against Gun Violence with Mayor Tom Menino of Boston, the Boston hoax bombing, and guess who else? Michael Bloomberg. That guy's been in the mayorship of Charleston since the 70s. I got 4 pages worth of notes that deconstruct that as another Gladio-style false flag operation. The body of Senator Pinckney laying in that casket was a joke. It looked like a wax figure out of Madame Tussauds. And so Charleston, I think, was a false flag. And, there's so much research out there on the Internet on Charleston being a hoax. Now, I'm not saying anybody wasn't killed, but, you know, if they'll kill 3,000 people in the World Trade Center, they'll kill 9 people in a church. It's not a big deal to these people. They're a bunch of Satanists. Now, let me talk
about... Well, clearly, though, if they're staged it, why would they mix the racial thing in unless they're trying to trigger whites to go out and start killing blacks?
Well, no, they were trying to stir up blacks because look at the war on the Confederacy, the Confederate symbols, Confederate.
I know the shooting in Charleston was, if it was staged. I mean, I know he wanted to start a race war, he supposedly said. I'm talking about why would they have a anti-gun event like this and then make it basically have a narrative that makes Black Lives Matter look bad?
Here's the thing, Alex. That kid was wearing a $1,000 ballistic vest. I did a show with Dr. Jim Fesser where we deconstructed Charleston. It looks very, very bad, and there's a ton of research on YouTube and the Internet about Charleston. Now let me move on to 9/11 real quick. I've been hearing you say lately the Saudis quarterback 9/11. Well, I've got a stack of books that say the Israelis quarterback 9/11. There's 50 times more evidence that the Israelis, who are joined at the hip with the Saudis, by the way, Wayne Madsen's book really kind of covers that, the sword and the star. But I've got books upon books about the Israelis, the same people that hit us on the Levant affair, the USS Liberty, the sick Jonathan Pollard on us. They did 9/11. Victor Thorne, Christopher Bolin, Edward Hendry's books. If you read those books, any of those books from any of those authors, you're going to know that the Israelis hit us on 9/11. And then ISIS. Greater Israel is the plan for ISIS. They're creating a fake Sunni caliphate to sit on top of the Greater Israel. And I would suggest people look at Moshe Dayan and, what's his name? Anyway.
All right. Very interesting, Robert. Very interesting. I got to go here. I appreciate your call. We have exposed Israel being involved with Turkey and NATO and others with ISIS. But Saudi Arabia is involved as well. So the whole crowd that hates Israel always says that only Israel's running stuff and never anybody else. That's my problem.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well,
but you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
How about Prozac? You know, the number one, oh, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is give more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, bud.
It's fine, bud.
Don't fret on me.
Globalists are preparing for war with the patriots of America. The hardworking veterans of every race, color, and creed. The patriots, the people that want to keep taxes low, the people that want government to not be corrupt, people that don't want foreign corporations and special interests running our nation. Armored vehicles, paramilitaries, FEMA camps, re-education centers. They even use those terms in official Army manuals. Just type in Army manual. Admits re-education camps in U.S. It's declassified. The baby's being sold. It's public. The cancer viruses in the vaccine is public. They admit 100 plus million people got cancer from the polio vaccine. Just type that in. You'll read CDC documents from the 80s. 100 million people got cancer. It isn't a game. It isn't a joke. These people mean business. And you ask, why do they then hate the military? The military's empowered this new world order. Because the age of man's over. The new technocracy's here. We're being phased out. The elite don't need us anymore in their view. Well, guess what? We need us. And we don't want to die fighting with each other over what color we are. We want to unify and build a better world. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but we got goodwill for humanity. And another sour, mentally ill, probably narcissistic, big baby, just like the roof guy, has gone in on video and shot two white people dramatically. And yes, of course it could be staged. The globalists stage all sorts of stuff. I don't know. All I know is they're coming after the guns, blaming us all collectively for the Second Amendment, and it's a load of baloney. And we need to explain and push back that gun crime is down despite the fact other crime is going up because guns are scaring violent criminals. And all hell's starting to break loose as the economy melts down. We need our guns now more than ever. And the globalists know full well if they actually try to implement all these executive actions that are clearly unconstitutional, nakedly tyrannical by Obama, it's going to start an event. And that's why they're pushing us and baiting us. And that's why I've said and been called a traitor by some of the infiltrated militia groups that I believe if gun confiscation starts, at first at least, we need to not get in firefights with the idiots that come to take the guns because they want to start a civil war. If we can control ourselves and not get in a civil war when they come to take the guns, which they're already doing to veterans and others, it'll be such a political backlash that things will change. State governments will line up and say no. Then the feds will have to invade, and then we'll have governmental legitimacy and leaders like 1776 in front of us if they really want to have a civil war to win it and then to reconstitute the republic. The plans to bring down the country. I'm going to say this. Before you shoot your mouth off about killing cops and military that come to take the guns, you ought to be thinking about ways to hit them with information now so they have a debate first and won't take part in it. And believe me, they're already having that debate. But it's easy to sit around and talk about civil war all day and we're going to shoot anybody that does this or that. And the folks that talk about that all day, they're going to be hiding or they're working for the other side when this thing kicks off. I'll say this, I'm not going to any re-education camp, and neither is my family. And that's all I got to say, folks. I'm not going to sit here and shoot my mouth off. To prepare for peace and to secure peace, you must prepare for war. And everything we do is an info war. That's my role. And yes, people have listened, and folks have spoken out, and the public is armed to the teeth. And I just want to say this again. If they start persecuting us and physically trying to drag folks off, just remember who's really responsible. It's the big bank heads, the big foundation heads. They're the enemy. They run it all. They're the ones that did it. You will not hurt them killing their minions. They want to destroy the U.S. military and police in the first wave. Normally in a war, you'd want to degrade their forces, and you may have to, just to survive, and to make them go into an armored type situation where they hunker down. But what will really make the New World Order stop is if their own people at the top get in trouble. I don't mean Obama. Don't turn him into some type of martyr. But if they launch all this stuff, the people running the show, the actual bureaucrats, the actual corporate heads, they're the enemy. And what scares me more than anything, what concerns me more than anything, so I wouldn't really call it even fear, what makes me brace is the actual head people are resigning and leaving the last 3-4 years and moving out and hiding out and changing their names. Because they know that. They know we're coming for them if they actually pull all this. And it's not something because I want to come for people or I want any of this to happen. But you hurt us. You put our people in camps. You kill us. I'll quote Iron Maiden. You fire a musket, but I'm going to run you through. And I don't need guns to get that done. And I'm not talking about me individually. This spirit is going to tear you into pieces once you start a fight with it. And they know that, actually. They want to kill freedom so bad, they're willing to actually go up against the most vicious armed people the world's ever seen. Because they're evil. Let's go to Buckley in Missouri. Buckley, welcome. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me, Alex. Apparently, I must not be the only Prison Planet subscriber or regular listener to the show because I tried for 2 years to get through to talk to you.
Well, you're here, and thank you for putting up with me. Go ahead.
Yeah, earlier you just mentioned the term control globalist media. Perfect. Dinosaur media, you mentioned that a few minutes ago. But a couple weeks ago, and I'm giving you credit for coining this term, you said weaponized media. That's my favorite. That's perfect.
It is weaponized media. I mean, they are sworn enemies of the people. I mean, the folks running this want to kill us.
And you were right earlier when you said the weaponized media could, if they could get away with it, they would never report that the shooter was on pharmaceutical lobotomy drugs.
That's right.
Now, I was born February 10th, the day before you were, plus 20 years. So I've got 20 years and a day on you. I know that you choose your own bumper music. I've heard you say that before. But I'd like to quote, if you have time, the lyrics of a song written and published by the late, great Francis Vincent Zappa in 1973.
Oh, I love Frank Zappa. Boy, was he ahead of his time. Go ahead.
He was. He was. The song published on, it was on the Overnight Sensation album, 1973. The title of the song is I Am the Slime. Here's how it goes. I am gross and perverted. I'm obsessed and deranged. I have existed for years, but very little has changed. I'm the tool of the government and industry, too, for I am destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you. Eat the garbage that I feed you. Until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help. No one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold. And you will do as you were told until the rights to you are sold. That's right, folks. Don't touch that dye. Well, I am the slime from the video oozing along on the living room floor. I am.
You know what? I love that song. And my problem is I choose like 98% of the bumper music. And then so many times I write down songs I want to play. I've had Frank Zappa's wife on. I think I had Dweezil on, too. Yeah, their listeners, his son. And I wanted to play that then. Just never got around to it. So what's the name of that song again?
I Am the Slime. It was on the Overnight Sensation album, 1973.
We're going to get the I Am the Slime. Try to play that at the bottom of the hour for you if we're able to do it with that particular lyrics piece. Yeah, his dad was a chemical engineer. He was super smart in his own right. Way ahead of his time, transcending the left-right paradigm, and died of cancer very, very young. They say the good die young. Bob Marley died of cancer young. And it's just a real bummer. You got to wonder. I mean, we know they killed John Lennon. I mean, I know for a fact. But the stuff I was told, and then this is I Am the Slime, but we're going to come back to the lyrics later. The things I've been told about John Lennon, what happened to him, I'm not allowed to tell anybody. And that's part of being a journalist is you get told really dangerous, really scary stuff, and then you're not allowed to talk about it. And, I don't blame people that know all this for not speaking out, though, because, when the government sits in your living room and tells you if you talk about it, they're going to kill you, and they've already killed people close to you, you have a tendency to listen to them. You wonder why so many wives of people like Gary Webb that was shot twice in the head, he was killed. He told people, they're after me, they're following me. He had his book coming out. I was talking to him. He was vindicated. And they said, you're not going to vindicate Jack Crap. We're going to come to your house and have you write out a deal that, a suicide note, we're going to kill your family. Then they go to your wife and threaten her. And, that's the thing that happened with Michael Hastings. You know, his wife, Biggs, was at the funeral. She said, oh, go after him. They killed him. It's horrible. A little bit later, she went on Piers Morgan and said, you know, no, it was all a big accident. So they car bombed me, and my family starts saying it was an accident. No, it's not. We'll be right back.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
For 3.5 years, people have been telling us that One World Whey tastes amazing and they actually feel better from consuming it. People have told us time and again that no other whey protein has ever produced the improvements in health that they are now experiencing on One World Whey. One World Whey is the only energetically encoded whey protein food formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Gunshot wound. We're going to be going over all of that. We're going to continue with your phone calls. We have a special guest who's down here visiting from Canada, who has a lot of commentary on the controlled leftist paradigm and feminism. She'll be popping in a studio with us as well. I want to go to as many of your phone calls as I can before the broadcast ends. Like Bill in Tennessee, I love people that disagree with me. He says, Alex Jones predictions not happening. He's a WBCR listener. I may have to go to him in overdrive because there's other folks that have been holding longer, but we'll see what happens. And I love how most of what we've said has come true, unfortunately. We've been able to hold back some stuff. You know, like they're going to register all your guns and then try to ban semi-autos, and their bills fail by like two or three votes, and people go, who wants my guns? The prediction didn't come true. Or, you know, this bubble could go any minute, and then it doesn't go, and then it's a year later it starts to go. I mean, the CBO is in the news today, Congressional Budget Office, saying that it's unsustainable debt. That's in the Chicago Tribune. That's all we're saying. I mean, I don't know when the time bomb's going to go off, but it's crazy. There's hundreds of times the global debt with derivatives that we actually have money. People say, oh, really? You know, fear-mongering. So I want to go to him just to find out what the predictions are that didn't come true. You know, people call predictions what I'm saying I believe is coming if we don't stop it. And then we're here trying to put the fire out. They're going, I thought you said it would burn the house down. Only part of the house is burned. We've got fire hoses trying to put out. We're like, we know. We're saying if we don't stop all this, I mean, I told you they'd weaponize drones. It's in the news today. I told you they'd try to pass laws banning GMO labeling. Look, I know their agenda. I know what their plan is. I'm not perfect. I'm trying to stop it. I'm trying to get you involved to take action. So I can't wait till we talk to that caller. I want to go to Doug and others here in a moment. Briefly, I've not been talking enough lately about Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. There's no other iodine like it. It's absolutely pure. It comes from a deep earth sourced, not stuff that has to be processed out of seaweed. It is in pure form, and it just goes through grabbing bad halogens in your body and dragging them out. It blocks it in some of the glands, like the thyroid, so the bad halogens like fluoride and chlorine that is just filling our environment can't get into it. And massive energy increases, massive libido increases. My skin is so much healthier. It really is amazing. But it can have some serious effects if your thyroid's already in trouble and stuff. You need to talk to a physician before you do this or before you take larger dosages of it. If you don't have iodine, you'll die. And most of it's contaminated or not pure and can't be absorbed. Nascent supposedly can be absorbed, but most nascent we found is not really nascent. This is what I call true nascent iodine. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And it really is essential that you try it. Bottom line, you're helping the broadcast. You're funding the operation. But you can read the rave reviews. It has a 4.9 review. The overall products have a 4.8. Thousands of them. Look, the first review is 4.8. 840 reviews of the Nascent Iodine alone. Thousands and thousands on the site itself by a major third-party site. Power Reviews, one of the most respected out there. Texas Stevo in Austin, Texas. I bought five of the old Survival Shields that InfoWars first sold, and I have to say the first bottles were good, but over time the color and taste faded, and the others, the 6 months or older. The new X2s are way, way better. You can sure tell it's full of iodine, tastes much stronger so far, has not faded a bit. So I talk about half of what AJ recommends. Also recommend doing the liver cleanse. First, the deep cleanse. You will feel fantastic afterwards. Now, that's just the first review. I didn't even look at it before I read it. 5 stars. InfoWarsLife.com. And most of the reviews we can't allow, and we block them ourselves because of the claims people are making. It's just too dramatic. X2, super male, super female, colloidal silver, 50% off right now when you buy two bottles. Buy two bottles, get two free. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We'll talk to these callers and more and have our guests in studio straight ahead. But bottom line, the new offensive's being launched. They're coming
after
our guys.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
October 2015 could be looked back on in years to come as the most tumultuous in generations. The Chinese economic meltdown is in full swing and its impact on the rest of the world is painful. The economies of developing countries were the first to take the hit and now stock markets in 23 different countries around the world are crashing. Now it's our turn, and it's going to be painful. The Dow Jones just lost 6% in a week, tumbling more than 1,000 points, the worst since 2008. Expect a short-term rally in response, but the long-term picture is potentially devastating. In fact, some indications show that the Dow has to drop to as low as 5,000 before it reaches the bottom. And even as investors resort to panic selling, some sectors of the establishment financial media are still peddling this delusion that we're in a bull market. Analysts are still bullish on Apple, despite shares plummeting 20% from their all-time high. CNBC is encouraging people to pour more money into the stock market, claiming that the collapse is merely a dull year. Others are calling it a correction. When this kind of blind faith begins to take hold, you know that the bottom is about to drop out. This is exactly what we saw back in 2006. Remember this.
There's no tax increase coming in the next couple of years. Monetary policy is spectacular. We have freer trade than ever before. And not only that, but there are no incomes policies things here. I think Peter's just totally off base, and I don't think it's going to be... I mean, I just don't know where he's getting his stuff.
One of us is off base, but it's definitely not me. I mean, it's not wealth that's increased in the last few years. We haven't increased our productive capacity. All that's increased is the paper values of our stocks and real estate. But that's not real wealth, no more than the NASDAQ was wealth. When you see the stock market come down and the real estate bubble burst, all that phony wealth is going to evaporate. And all that's going to be left is all the debt that we accumulated to foreigners.
Peter, I'm going to take a bet with you on this one. I'll bet you a penny on this one that if you'll sign a letter saying that if you're wrong, you'll sign a letter that you were wrong to me in this. But you're just way off base. There is nothing out there that tells us we're going to have a nice slowdown, but it's not going to be a
crap. All right, let me ask you this.
I'll bet you a lot more than a penny.
And just as they laughed at Peter Schiff back in 2006, those warning of a coming collapse have been mocked into silence, despite the fact that they're already being proven right. Oil prices, which signal true economic health, just suffered the longest streak of losses since 1986. Gold is soaring again as investors flee to safety. The crisis is truly global. The Chinese meltdown has wrecked emerging economies, with reduced demand causing currencies to plunge, setting the stage for what the AP predicts could be a crippling fall. But as Peter Schiff explains, the Chinese meltdown may be to blame for the latest downturn, but they're not telling you the whole story, which is that this stock market bubble was not based on a real economic recovery. It was based on the hot air of quantitative easing and artificially low interest rates. Once QE3 was tapered, stocks went sideways. And as soon as an interest rate rise was on the horizon, they tanked.
Because none of those gains were real. It wasn't because the economy improved, because we became more productive, because of a genuine increase in corporate earnings. It was all about Fed engineering. It was quantitative easing and 0% interest rates. Those were the two props that the Fed used to artificially prop up the market. They've already removed one, QE. That's why the market has gained no ground since the Fed ended QE. Right? All of the post QE3 gains have been eradicated. The market has gone sideways since the Fed took away the first prop. But the markets have still been teetering on the second prop, which is 0% interest rates. But now everybody thinks the Fed's going to remove that prop. Well, then there's nothing beneath the market but a bunch of air, right? And the market is going to tank.
We're seeing a global currency war emerge as developing countries desperately try to make their exports more attractive by devaluing their currencies. September and October are really shaping up to be pivotal.
I am frozen, converted, almost as deranged. I have existed for years, but very little has changed. I'm the tool of the government and industry too, for I am destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that
that's Frank Zappa bringing us in with the slime.
You can get
Guys, did a great job grabbing it quickly off the internet, but then that caused kind of a glitch coming in, so we aired part of a Paul Watson report here. This is live 3 hours of radio / TV to counter the establishment media. We didn't have any train wrecks today. Our crew does a great job compared to folks getting shot, obviously, in Virginia. Very tragic. I'm very sad for their two deaths. The video, first-person point of view shooting by a deranged, apparently racist black guy, very similar to the shooting situation that happened in Charleston, except that was even more cold-blooded because the young man in question didn't know eight of the nine people he shot. But it's this whole race war where the problems in our life are people of other colors, not the economic policies, not what's actually happening in the world. Julia Turiansky is a very interesting documentary filmmaker, radio, TV host, BraveTheWorld.com. We've been covering her stuff for years. You know, as Paul Watson's interviewed her quite a bit. She's been here in Austin last week. And so I thought, well, why not have her in studio to talk about feminism and some of the topics that are taking place. But now we have this big mass shooting that's happened. I promised to go to your calls, but now they're about 5 minutes behind. I'm going to have to do a little bit of overdrive to be able to finish those. So we'll do that as well for Doug and others that have been patiently holding. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. There is a big push to demonize the Second Amendment. There is a big push, obviously, to demonize people being able to defend themselves. Julia, what do you want to tackle first? I mean, there's a lot of issues, a lot of news. You cover a lot of different angles. You try to get off of the paradigm and, you know, get off the left-right reservation. Where do you see the world going?
Well, I just came from San Francisco to Austin, which has been a really incredible culture shock in kind of a positive direction. And as you mentioned, San Francisco has this incredible homelessness problem. And it's just an example of how governments compound and augment problems that they claim to have been fixing. So what happens in San Francisco specifically is they ship, places like New York give homeless people a one-way ticket to a bus and ship them to a warmer place like San Francisco, and they all go there because San Francisco spends $167 million a year on their homeless. But then they take away basic services like public toilets because of the fear of drug use in confined private spaces. So they ship all the homeless there. They make the illusion of providing services and taking care of them, and then they take away public toilets. And then you get what you get.
Drudge has the image. It's an epidemic of people defecating on the streets.
It is. I've been there. I've seen it.
I mean, the last few times I went to San Francisco, it's really creepy now. It looks like a zombie apocalypse with just bombed out of their brain or mentally ill homeless people wandering around everywhere, basically crapping on themselves. And I guess this is the liberal heaven?
Yeah, and the entirety of California, I mean, I can't speak for each individual, but they're all hypocrites. You look at, they're all claiming to be anti-racist, but they totally back Planned Parenthood, which is a anti-black eugenist program originally. You can look that up, Margaret Sanger, and it's out there. It's not even a conspiracy theory. They claim to be tolerant, but if you disagree with them, they just get infuriated, start yelling at you. They claim to be feminists, yet they don't support gun rights. And gun rights and gun ownership is actually congruent with feminism. And I think gun ownership is actually a contingent of true equality, not sameness.
Absolutely. Why does government and rich people and elites get to have guns and bodyguards, but then we don't individually get to have them? That's just outrageous. And how dare Hillary, with all these armed guards, say that you or I can't have guns? Now, tell folks a little bit about yourself, because we Google your name, we can see you there posing with guns, and that's always exciting to see folks doing that. I mean, it's just so no-brainer. If you want to empower women who, on average, aren't as physically strong as men and historically get preyed on by bad men, why the first thing you do is try to get women in MMA and get women armed. But no, the left doesn't want that. They want the state to be the woman's pimp.
Yeah, Alex, they run all these anti-rape campaigns and vilify men and think there's a, you know, one out of every three men is a rapist. And then they take your guns away. As a woman, I'm like 120 pounds. If I'm at home alone especially with my little kids or my family, you know, people who are dependent on me for protection, and someone breaks into my home, I am almost, I'm very likely to be less physically able to protect myself than a man, than a grown man. Most men can physically take me. I need a gun to equalize me. I need it, because if I don't, even if he has a gun, at least we're on an even playing field.
Guns are an incredible liberator.
Right. And people don't understand that. And to me, the whole gun debate is over. You can print a gun. You can, even before you could print a gun, you can just make a gun at home. This is why places like D.C. have the highest gun crime, because they get guns illegally anyway.
Sure. Let me ask you this. Why do you think, because statistics show this, that the gun culture, not just here but worldwide, is so popular and people don't believe the propaganda anymore, and even the left I know are out quietly buying guns the last 6-7 years. Why do you think that's happening?
I think even the progressives, when they go out there and experience life and experience the real world, they will have the state step on them in some way or another. And maybe even deep down inside on a dinosaur level, their dinosaur brain tells them to protect themselves. Because at some point, unless you're a total vegetable, you'll realize that nobody's going to protect you. You have to protect yourself. And I don't care how they sell it or how they wrap it up. At the end of the day, even the best, most well-run, most funded government will not protect you fast enough against.
Yeah, where was the government? Where were the cops to protect these news reporters? And the message is, it's not their job. They can't do it. It's impossible.
Yeah, there's been cases of fires burning and people screaming and the cops standing around waiting for orders, not knowing what to do. And while meanwhile, you're funding them with your tax dollars for protection and your family burns alive. Or is getting murdered in your house.
And that's because the cops are told you only do when you stuff when you're ordered or you'll be fired. In the past, the cops would just go in. But now it's so compartmentalized, they wait and follow their orders. Like when there's a mass shooting, the cops would sit around for hours.
Oh, my God.
In some cases, depending on the jurisdiction, because it's their orders.
So where's all this money going to? Where's all our tax dollars going to? You know, the state, I think what's happened now is the state is obsessed with preventing events from occurring. It's all about control. So they want to create the illusion of preventative measures, which is impossible because people will go crazy. There are bad people in the world, and they will do bad things. You cannot prevent that.
Well, sure, there's discussions about banning tubing in Texas. They've actually discussed it because so many hundreds of ankles get broken. Well, big deal. I know going over waterfalls in an inner tube, I could break my ankle. I know my kids could get hurt. That's part of life on this planet. I mean, you don't get stronger unless you go through stuff like that. I don't send them over white rapids, but I mean, you know, I'll go to the beach, and people will say, there could be jellyfish out there. Don't let your kids go in. And there'll be like hundreds of kids playing. And I go, well, I know it's not perfectly safe, but it's this weird culture. Mm-hmm. Like I was going down to the hike and bike trail with my kids about a month ago, and it had been flooding like a week before. It was totally safe now. It wasn't even going fast. Got down there. There were people swimming and everything. Some rainstorms were blowing over. I looked on my phone, knew they were blowing over, were going to be gone. It was raining. And this guy on a mountain bike goes, hey, you going down there with those kids? It's flooding. It's not safe. Storms are coming. And I didn't even say anything. I didn't say, hey, I looked on my phone beforehand. It's safe. Hey, it's about to get sunny, which it did 5 minutes later. I mean, the radar tells the truth. I just ignored the guy. I didn't even say, hey, mind your business. But, I mean, it's a nanny
state.
Very
often of you.
It's sick, though. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, we live in a world of systematic surveillance, aerial strikes, ground drills. Everything is watched. Everything is attempted to be controlled. And the resulting thing that happens is society becomes very flaccid and jellyfish-like. So now instead of...
stagnant.
Yeah, and soft, too, because now instead of people confronting their issues with others, they call the police, or they call a service, or they, you know, they go...
My hamburger's not hot. I'm calling the police.
Yeah, and there's this apotheosis of the state, and we think they're God, but if the state is God, then it's a sacrificial God, and we're the people who are being sacrificed to it. Because if you call a higher authority, which is the state is now higher power to most people, then you are not an individual anymore. You're relying on somebody else. It's like if you're a 40-year-old man and you still call your mommy to make you lunch. I mean, it's just that on an extreme
level. Well,
now
they're saying children, dreamers, are up to age 30. And they're saying that's the new, you become a man or a woman at 30.
And that stemmed from making child work illegal, right? What was the point of making children under a certain age illegal to work? It was to keep them children until they were like 25.
I was about to say, there were certainly abuses covered in the jungle and other publications that the Rockefellers were doing. But now they want to ban your kids taking the trash out or getting eggs out of a chicken coop. And they admit that is so they're a bunch of babbling idiots and aren't confident. When in truth, what you did in the old days is you apprenticed your sons mainly, but daughters as well, into really rough situations.
You empower them that way.
My dad apprenticed in basically everything. By the time he was like 16, I mean, I was sent to do apprentice stuff. I didn't know how important that was.
And there's no men left now, Alex. Like, women like me, we're all the men. Men can't, they can't build anything. They can't fix anything. They have to call somebody for anything that needs to be done. And my father comes from that same generation. He grew up in the Soviet Union. You can't call anybody. You got to do everything by yourself. And in a system like that, you have to use black markets. And now it's like, oh, the toilet breaks. I have to pay someone because I don't have a license to do this. So it's the it's a deterioration of everybody. And I mean,
I'm going to skip this break because we're low on time and I came in a few minutes late. I apologize for that. Should have told you guys that. Absolutely. Let's take some calls. And we'll do some overdrive in the next hour.
That'd be great.
So we have more time to flesh all this out. We have our guest joining us here from Toronto, Canada. So I was up in Toronto.
Yeah, and I came to Austin.
To give a speech. And then you were down here. And I remember first seeing you reporting with Paul Watson about 3 years ago in Copenhagen at Bilderberg. And I've seen some of you guys joint work. So it's good to have you here joining us.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Minnesota. Thank you for holding, Doug. You're a real trooper. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, brother.
See, you know, it's a terrible thing what happened, you know, at that news station, but what's even a worse thing is all the cemeteries that we filled with our soldiers and our police that fought for the freedoms and the rights of people in this country. And it appears as though a lot of people are forgetting about that. They're forgetting how we got to this point, and they're so willing to just give it up and throw it away. You know, and I'm for taking the guns away, but not from the people. I'm for taking it away from Al-Qaeda, ISIS, ISIL, whatever they want to call it today. And they're funding the people that they're letting in the country. Now, we're supposed to give our guns up while they're giving guns to people and having them come in the country. You know, I look at it as... That's the military that Obama was talking about.
Sure, he talks about a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military, and that is his Akern Youth Brigades, classic, you know, Mussolini-style garbage. By the way, now they're reporting that Vester Flanagan had a manifesto. So we're going to go into overdrive in the next hour, continue your calls, and break some of that down. But this thing is looking more and more bizarre. And this guy looks like one of the fruitiest nutballs. I mean, all these mass shooters that have weird, questionable government connections look like they come from Mars. But this guy looks like a Muppet or something. I mean, does anyone in their mind, he used to be handsome and a pretty good reporter. We found some of his old reports. Now he looks like he's been on something. I think this guy was in somebody's clutches. I'm not sure of that. He just looks like he's been in a mental ward for 5 years on Thorazine. Something is wrong with this guy. I bet money he was on some type of psychotropic. What do you guess?
I'll take another direction. So let's say he's not drugged. Let's say he's not crazy.
I've never seen them when they are drugged.
But let's say they're not. This could be a direct result of how American people, especially the left progressives, they have chosen to internalize racism instead of actually putting things out on the table and being straightforward about it. And this goes back to what Malcolm X would say. And if you look at one of the speeches he did, he talked about how there's this consensus that the South is racist and the North is anti-racist. Guess which people moved out of their neighborhoods when the blacks came into their neighborhoods? The Democrat Northerners moved out of their neighborhoods immediately as soon as black populations came in. The Southerners lived alongside with their black neighbors and vetted their frustrations and found a way to co-live and get along. So when you...
Well, yeah, that's the cultures are pretty much the same in the South.
Yeah, and, but it shows that the way to deal with racist mentality is to have it out in the open, not internalize it and censor people. Because, like, today we have nothing on the book burners. We have nothing on the Third Reich. We have nothing on us on the socialist censorship.
Oh, the left now is hardcore censored.
Yeah, it's the in America today, we have nothing on the book burners. We are just as bad, maybe to a different extreme. And we
the Canadians are even worse.
Oh, the Canadians, you can't even have a legitimate conversation with the Canadian person. They're scared to voice any opinion.
And that's the goal.
Have any.
We said they'd ban Old Glory next. Now schools are banning all flags. Then soon all images are evil.
Yeah, I know a man who lost his entire career and has been totally discredited and slandered because he used the term house Negro describing a situation where it actually happened. And we had Cynthia McKinney, the first black female congresswoman from Georgia, support this man. And she's a black woman. She said, yes, what he said was true. And the Canadian government and specific schools censored him and sued him and used $2 million of student money to get this guy out.
Well, that's what it is they want to be able to arrest people or ruin them for their speech. This is very, very dangerous totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of stations leave us when we start the next hour. Infowars.com/show to find the free feeds. This is going to be pushed because it is dramatic. I mean, it deserves to be a big story because the footage is so horrific. We played some of it earlier. I don't want to continue to play it anymore. The raw video is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But understand, just because we see this makes it personable and makes it personal and makes it hurt. Imagine all the innocent people being killed by Al-Qaeda and other globalist forces being funded by our government. Or what's happening in Ukraine, started by our government again. You can say what you want about the Russians, but our government started it. You look at all this, this is a very, very, very dangerous time. And this whole thing is becoming a distraction from the huge crimes that are taking place.
And Alex, we should also acknowledge the black-on-black crime that has been engineered by the government.
It's between 75 and 90% of all crime against blacks is by other blacks.
And they've been engineered to turn on each other and to have these gangs and the wars, and even the hip-hop culture has become... has been engineered to turn on itself. And you can listen to artists like Kendrick Lamar, who's like one of the only people who acknowledges this issue. Like, why are we can't criticize anybody until we stop killing ourselves. And this is, again, a direct result of state intervention in their neighborhoods and the way people have been programmed to hate each other.
Absolutely. Let's go to another caller here. Thanks for holding. Matt in Washington, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to comment on Bill and Hillary for a second. Is that okay?
Sure. I'm not going to screen your call live on air. I mean, you're live. Of course, you can talk about whatever you want.
Okay. So when Hillary and Obama disappeared on their little meeting and they ditched the press, do you think that Hillary was given a deal to, like, back out and she'd be promised the election in 2016?
I don't know what happened inside that Bilderberg meeting. I just know they were there. It was a huge story. We knew they were there. The Secret Service was there. They aimed guns at us, and no dinosaur media would come out. The Epoch Times, the Falun Gong publication, came out and covered it. Drudge linked to it. That was it. No coverage of the huge event of them disappearing for a day in a secret meeting, and the media was so controlled, when we called them, they knew they were there, but they knew not to cover it. So that's amazing. But how the worm has turned. I saw a mainstream news article. I meant to cover it last week. I forget where it was, but it was, I think it was Newsweek. Yeah, it was Newsweek. The Daily Beast saying that a leader had gone to their own Bilderberg-type meeting. And so now that term is out in the open. Now it's safe for them to report on it. Stay there, Matt. I'm back in 70 seconds. I'm going to have you finish up. Then Neil and others, stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.